Opposition leader Bill Shorten has described the treatment of sheep by parts of the live export industry as a national disgrace, offering bipartisan support to crack down on the sector. It comes as the Turnbull government has announced a whistleblower hotline to expose animal welfare breaches in the live export trade after revelations of cruelty to sheep. Agriculture and Water Resources Minister David Littleproud joined me a short time ago. David Littleproud, welcome to RN Drive.
Yeah, great to be with you, Patricia.
You've announced a new whistleblower hotline. How would that work exactly?
Well, look, it'll be a hotline created that'll allow whistleblowers that are in the live export industry to ring through the independent regulator and identify what they see as breaches of standards, no matter what they may be. I've also asked, after meetings this morning with Animals Australia and the RSPCA, to help build on that, to not just have a hotline, but what would make a robust whistleblower system. They've engaged with me and endeavoured to come back to me with how I can build on that. I need to create an environment and a culture whereby it's okay, people feel safe and comfortable in raising animal welfare concerns.
Why do we need to rely on whistleblowers? Clearly, this is a sector that needs more scrutiny, and you're working towards more scrutiny. But relying on whistleblowers alone isn't enough, is it?
Well, it's one part of the suite of armoury that we need. We need to look at this as a whole, and there are a whole suite of measures that I intend to bring out, and this is one of them. But that young man that came out and put his livelihood and his safety in many respects on the line should leave a legacy. A legacy in which others are prepared to do the same, but they should be able to do it in a safe environment, a comfortable environment. They know they can. There's other things we need to do, but who better than those that are there at the coalface? The standard we walk past is the standard we accept, and I have to make sure that people who are in the industry are prepared not to walk past a standard they don't accept.
You've also announced tougher penalties for exporters that break the law. What tougher penalties will they face, and do you have bipartisan support for it?
Well, look, I've been working with the opposition with respect to this. We both believe that penalties could be increased. In fact, there's legislation in front of the Parliament as we speak that looks to double some of those penalties. I'd personally like to see it go further to encompass company directors to be held more personally responsible with greater fines and jail time if responsible, because I personally believe if you want to change the culture, it's got to happen from the top. And if the company directors themselves can't hide behind company structures and shelf companies, they're going to make sure that the culture of their employees on that ship is upheld to the letter of the law. I'm working with the opposition and going to work collaboratively with them to make sure that we change the culture within the industry for those that don't want to do the right thing. No one should fear if they're doing the right thing, but those that don't, they've got to know that we're going to be there to get them.
Isn't it the case that this is a sector riddled with these problems? We see this, really, this is a standard story now in Australia. Every couple of years, there is another exposure of a story like this with this sort of footage. It shocks, shock and awe for a while, and a lot of words from governments. But consistently, the behaviour repeats itself. Isn't that at the core of the problem?
Well, I think the core of the problem is culture, and the culture from the industry from time to time, and not all the industry. We have to call out that there are those within the industry that are trying to do the right thing, but also with respect to the regulator. And that's why I've also announced a review into the capability and the powers and even the culture of the independent regulator so that they align with the expectations of the community and the government. And then it's long-lasting. It's a legacy that I leave, that no matter the persuasion of government that comes in, that this can't be changed at the whim of a new minister, that we put something that's lasting. Because you know who needs this more than ever? It's the Australian farmer, because they're the victims in this, along with the animals. They're the ones that have been held out to dry by somebody that's not prepared to do the right thing.
The Labor Party has called for an independent inspector general to monitor live exports after that video. Are you prepared to do that?
I'm prepared to explore all alternatives, and I had discussions this morning with Joel Fitzgibbon around that. I'm prepared to look at those measures, which is a step back from their initial request before the last election around an Office of Animal Integrity. That's probably a more sensible solution, and I'm happy to explore that with the opposition as we move forward through this.
Okay, so you are actually prepared to do this. This is something that could get bipartisan support.
Definitely. I want a legacy that I leave as the Minister for Agriculture to have a sustainable and viable industry. I've only been here 3 months, but no matter how long I'm here for, I want to make sure that the actions I take are long-lasting and leave a legacy.
Now you've suspended shipments from an Australian exporter after that vision emerged of those thousands of sheep in distress. What's going to happen? Is it leaving soon? What's the situation for that shipment?
Well, the shipment is still being assessed not only by the independent regulator but also AMSA with respect to the fitness of that boat. I'm still waiting for them to come back to me. It's at arm's length of the government, that determination. I understand they're putting additional conditions around the stocking density, around airflow, and actually having an independent vet on that boat. And to be candid, that's something that does lure me into a long-lasting change, to have some independence on that boat, to be able to come back daily with vision and a report around the welfare of those animals on that ship.
There are calls for a suspension of the live sheep trade during the northern summer to prevent the type of heat exhaustion and sheep dying on board that we saw pictures of. What do you think of that idea?
Oh, look, I'm not going to make any knee-jerk reactions. I think the industry needs to be able to weed those out that aren't doing the right thing. I'll be making further announcements as we work through this in a sensible, methodical way, but I have no intentions on any temporary or permanent ban to live trade.
But isn't there essentially a problem with the number of sheep on board here?
Well, from what I understand, the department has advised me, the independent regulators advised me, that one of the conditions of this ship leaving will be a reduced number of sheep on that vessel, along with other measures that will rectify some of the issues that we saw on that vision last night.
Just on another issue, it's news poll day. I know, yep. You know, because that's pretty much like it's the poll that stops the nation, right? It's a Melbourne Cup poll now. But really, it is 30 consecutive losses. It's the benchmark the Prime Minister established. What does he need to do to turn around the government's fortunes?
Well, look, I'd have to disagree with you that it stops the nation. You know what? As I walk down the main street of Melbourne today, I don't think too many people were sitting there worried about 30 consecutive news polls.
Did you ask them?
No, I didn't. But you know what? I know as I get around my election, I get around the country, people, as I have been able to have a conversation with them, they don't really care. It's something that's not floating their boat. What they want us to do is deliver. And what do you think what people want us to do, and the Prime Minister and me as a Cabinet Minister and my backbench colleagues, is to get on with the job of delivery. Good government is about delivery and discipline. And we're delivering. And we've got to make sure that we get in behind the boss and make sure we swing as hard as we can and we deliver. Because if we deliver, we'll get back. And that's as simple as it can be. We can't get caught up on the minutiae of polls and the press gallery running off about...
It's not really the press gallery, though. Because it's kind of your own colleagues. They're running looks like a sort of government in exile.
Yeah, well, as I say, discipline's important. And I think if you put our record up over the last 20 months, it's exemplary in terms of delivery. And we should all self-reflect on that and the leadership that has got us there.
Just on Liddell, former Prime Minister Tony Abbott says the government should forcibly acquire the Liddell power plant. Do you agree?
Oh, look, I think those sort of questions are complex. I'm not necessarily in agreement with that. I think particularly I come from the state of Queensland, where we have a market distortion, where the Queensland state government owns not only the distribution, but 65% of the generation. And in fact, I think they could make some steps to increasing their supply. And in fact, they shut down a power station at Stanwell and were forced to reopen that during peak periods.
So you don't believe in forcibly acquiring?
I think the market should decide, and the market is the one that will determine exactly where we need to go.
Do you urge your colleagues to kind of get behind the market again? Because there's a group of colleagues that seem to be talking now about nationalising and, you know, big government.
Well, I think they're suggesting that they're putting the science of what the cost of generation of power under coal compared to others. And I think the National Energy Guarantee equalises that market. And that's an important thing. We're removing the subsidies for renewables and we're making sure that it is a level playing field. And I think that's a fair question that any colleagues, and we shouldn't be afraid of having a diversity of ideas. That's a good thing. We shouldn't have a cookie cutter approach in any government or any party because you don't get good policy outcomes if you don't have diversity of ideas. So we shouldn't be upset that there are members of a political party that have a different view to others. It's a healthy thing in a democracy.
David Littleproud, thanks so much for your time.
Anytime, Patricia. Great to be with you.
That's the Agriculture and Water Resources Minister, David Littleproud, joining me then. Our number here is 0418 226 576. That's the text line. You can also tweet us using the hashtag RNDrive.